Everybody sit down now. Everybody sit down. Please sit down. Don't get up. Walk out. This is what we come for right here. Everybody settle down. Let's get our Bibles open. For 1 year, we've got tried to get ready for this night. People ask me a lot of times, Brother Danny, where do you get all that stuff that you preach about? And I always answer them the same. I don't know. I'll just run into it here and there. People walk up and give me stuff. Say, have you heard about this or that? And then I can tell when the Lord's giving me stuff, because two or three things start happening, it all lines up together. Now tonight, I'm going to show you something, and you are the first audience ever as a church group to see what you're getting ready to see tonight. And I'm going to preach tonight about what will happen when Jesus comes. Hey, everybody settle down. Help me get all the workers. Help me get everybody quiet. I know it's a little roomy. Open your Bibles. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Please, preachers, pray for us tonight. We have a tremendous task here this evening. I hope that you'll listen. Hey, everybody pay attention. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse number 13. The Bible says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. People who have died. That's their bodies. When a Christian dies, their body dies. Their soul goes to be with the Lord. As that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Prevent means, in the old English, get in front of, be ahead of. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the only one mentioned in the Bible, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That's their bodies. Their souls are already with the Lord. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever, hallelujah, be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. What will happen when Jesus comes? If you'll give me your attention for just a few minutes, I'm going to tell you and show you what exactly will happen when Jesus comes. Now, the Lord, according to the Bible, is coming. I'm going to talk first of all tonight about the signs of His coming. There's some major signs in our world tonight that tell us that Jesus is coming. There's signs like we've never seen before. Every major sign the Lord said would come to pass, we're seeing in abundance today. Just talking about church people, you know Jesus is coming when we value a dollar more than we do a soul. You know Jesus is coming when a Christian loves a ball game more than a revival meeting. You know Jesus is coming when we're always worried about feeding our body and never worried about feeding our soul. You know Jesus is coming when we'd rather hear the song of fools than the old songs of Zion. You know Jesus is coming when we get along with the world and fight at the house of God. You know that Jesus is coming when we respect the boss at work and disrespect the pastor over at the house of God. You know that Jesus is coming when you can close your eyes and can't tell whether you're passing a church or the neighborhood disco or a honky-tonk. You know that Jesus is coming when the stadiums are full, but the church houses are empty. You know that Jesus is coming when 20 men will show up 3 times a week for softball, but none for soul winning. You know that Jesus is coming when old-fashioned singing and shouting is made fun of by church people. You know that Jesus is coming when dead intellectual reasoning replaces old-fashioned Holy Ghost Bible preaching from the Word of God. You know that Jesus is coming when young people sit in the back and play on a cell phone the whole service and there's no power to reach their hearts. You know that Jesus is coming when ball games last 4 hours and church takes 45 minutes. You know that Jesus is coming when we're feasting and not fasting. When we're playing and not praying. You know that Jesus is coming when we're changing the Bible instead of preaching the Bible. You know that Jesus is coming when you'll pay $80 to get in Disney World and fuss about having to give $5 to mission work or at the house of God. You know that Jesus is coming when you'll play bingo 4 nights a week and can't come to prayer meeting on Wednesday night. We know that Jesus is coming when guns are in our schools and Bibles are left at home. We know that Jesus is coming when sinners are praised and preachers are mocked. We know that Jesus is coming. You know as well as I know, the average church tonight has absolutely no Holy Ghost power whatsoever. It's sad what people call church nowadays. I don't blame people for not wanting to go. We ought to thank God that we still got some life. We ought to thank God that there's still a few that know there's a spirit and we can laugh and cut up and have fun over at the house of God like people ought to. I'm glad we can still sing and shout and preach and pray, and there's still some people that believe the Bible, but there's not many. Listen, brother, you can't find much of Holy Ghost preaching anymore. I mean, you can travel on vacation and you go up north or out west or in Florida. I mean, Stevie Wonder find Bin Laden before you can find the power of God in most churches tonight. It's a shame. The signs are everywhere. Jesus is coming. He said, if I go away, I will come again. The signs are absolutely everywhere. We see signs in our day, like the days of Noah, as the days of Lot. Did you know this is the first generation ever to be able to put a computer chip under the skin and identify every person in the world? There's never been a generation ever that had the ability to do what we can do to fulfill the Scripture. 75, 100 years ago, when a preacher would preach about 2 people laying in the streets of Jerusalem and the whole world could see them, people laughed at them. They made fun of them. Nobody laughs about that now. They can put it on satellite TV and the whole world can see it. Did you know tonight, 100 years ago, when preachers preached that one man would run the world and you'd have to have a mark on your right hand or on your forehead to buy or sell, people made fun of them. But not anymore. Not anymore. The technology is already in place tonight. The signs are everywhere. You would have to be spiritually blind not to see the signs that are around this world tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm announcing to you tonight, Jesus is coming back. I'm going to tell you, we're closer than any generation has ever been before. It may be tonight. It may be before I get through preaching. When you see what I'm going to show you tonight, I'm telling you, you better sit with your feet untangled. Make sure you're right with your neighbor. Make sure your heart's ready to go. Because the Lord is coming back, just like He said. He said, if I go away, I will come again. 300 times in the Bible, in the New Testament only, the Lord said He's coming back. Now I'm going to show you something tonight, and I'm going to show you just a couple of little signs. Go ahead, Leif, get the lights for me. And I'm going to show you just a couple of little signs tonight. Jesus said, many shall come in My name, saying, I am Christ. Look at this man here you're getting ready to see. He claims to be Jesus Christ.
How cool is this? Jesus is actually sitting here having a beer with me?
Of course. I'm saying that.
There He is. is. Look at his shirt.
A self-taught minister who believes angels came to him personally, asking him to become the second coming of Christ. He likes a drink once in a while and doesn't mind that his ministry often gathers at the corner tavern.
And this is really the sign.
His arrival on the island of his birth was marked with joy. This 15-year-old traveled 2 hours for an airport glimpse.
I have to come to here. It's Jesus. I have to see.
But it was also marked...
My former.
Look at this man. He claims to be Jesus Christ. Look at the mark on his shirt. He marks his followers, thousands of them. And his mark of the beast is on his shirt, and you'll see him tattooing it on their hands and legs here in just a moment. He literally believes he's Jesus. You say, well, Brother Daniel, he's just enough. No, the Lord said, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. There's the sign,
Father,
that the Lord's coming back.
They don't know what they do.
He quotes the Lord saying, Father, forgive them, for they know what to do, not what they do. Look at his followers.
At his home church in Miami, Florida, where every Wednesday he broadcasts worldwide on the internet,
it is
a much different scene. De Jesus has come a long way from Puerto Rico and the rough economic times. Today, his believers give freely.
All right, now look at this. In the last few weeks, this has come up. You sit real still, don't move. You are the first church group ever to see as a group what you're getting ready to see. They now have on the internet, on YouTube, what is called the Blasphemy Challenge. It's put out by a group called the National Rational Response Club. And what they're saying is, anybody who believes in God is crazy, and there's people actually, listen to me, you see, we quit that cussing and drinking and all kinds and fornication, all that kind of sin a long time ago. Now they say, what's the worst sin we can commit? And they found it in the Bible where Jesus said, if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you never have forgiveness. And now they're issuing a blasphemy challenge and having hundreds and thousands of people making their own video blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
To me, challenge. I deny the existence of God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I am no longer afraid.
Watch this. This is on the internet.
2007, posted on YouTube.
This book is by Richard Dawkins, The God Delusion, where he said Jesus Christ never even existed.
Jesus. There's even an atheist lobby in Washington.
And are you funny here, Ben?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, in that sense.
How long will this challenge go on?
Until the end of Christianity.
Did you hear what he said? How long is the challenge going to go on? He said, till the end of Christianity. Let me tell you something, people. That's not an accident. Are you listening? Why didn't he say to the end of Islam? Why didn't he say to the end of Buddhism? They only have one target. That's Christianity. Jesus Christ. You know why that is? Because the devil that's in them knows which one is the real God and which one is the real Savior. I'm telling you, there wasn't no such thing as this 6 months ago, people. There wasn't no such thing as that last year's youth rally. What's this? What's some life about going to hell? What's this?
Amen.
Well, 2 years maybe.
Do you worry about going to hell?
No. No, not at all.
No. Is that because you think hell's going to be fun if you do go there?
No, because hell doesn't exist.
It's hell, because there's no reason to believe that hell exists.
You know, there's a one.
What a fool. What a fool. That poor little punk don't know there's a hell. He don't know there's not one. Here's where it tells you, Jesus will forgive you anything except blaspheming the Holy Spirit. It's a one road trip you're taking here. You have one shot for blasphemous video. Follow these instructions. Go to YouTube. Put your video on and they'll send you a free video for blaspheming the Holy Ghost and damning your soul. Look at that. You don't think we're near the end? There wasn't no such thing as that 5-6 months ago, folks. That's just in the last few weeks.
Through basic observation of the world around me and logical thinking, I've come to the conclusion that alongside the fact that there is no Santa Claus and there is no Easter Bunny, there is also no God. So without further ado, my name's Chandler, and I deny the existence of the Holy Spirit.
Ain't that something? Watch it. What about that?
I deny God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit and I deny the Holy Spirit.
All these are real people that's put their video on the internet. What's this?
From the Stone Age, shoot your video and upload it to YouTube, and we'll send you a free copy of the hit documentary, The God Who Wasn't There, on DVD.
Here's your price. You sold $24.95. What's this tonight, ladies and gentlemen? You don't think it's this bad? Listen to them tonight as they blaspheme the very God that gave them life, the Jesus who died on the cross.
I just want to say that I deny the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, whatever else you can come up with. And so,
did
hell.
What about that? Watch this.
1 year ago today, I came out as a gay man to my friends and family. They received me and loved me for who I am, because I am proud, happy, successful, and academic. However, in all my life, there has always been one group of people who have denied and hated myself and people of my community. That group is organized religion, who have taught and will continue to preach hate against different but good people. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, I have and will continue to deny the Holy Spirit, because there is nothing holy or spiritual about teaching and condoning hate. Thank you.
Listen to this boy.
When I was growing up, I used to go to Carmen concerts, and I would learn that witches were of Satan. I listened to the Bible on tape, and I learned that atheists did no good. I learned from my rainbow Bible that gays were an abomination. Well, I'm an atheist, I'm gay, and I've got a pack of tarot cards. I deny the existence of the Holy Spirit.
See, what's happened, folks, is these kids don't know no better. They're so ignorant. They've been raised in a generation that don't know God, and they've been taught that, and the spirit of the devil grabs hold of them. You kids, when we showed these characters out here a while ago, all that rap music and rock music and all the spirit of this age, you think it's funny and you think it's a joke, but there's where it ends. It ends with your soul in hell begging for a drop of water on your tongue. It ends with people. Listen to this boy right here as he denies the Lord.
Well, I don't believe it. So with my hand on the Bible, I'm telling you, there is no Holy Spirit. There never was one.
It's pitiful. Isn't that sad? The poor kid. If he'd have been to a good Bible-believing church.
And I'm sorry.
My name is Jim Allen.
My name is Ben Johnson, and I deny the irrational and illogical belief of
denouncing souls. How sad. That breaks my heart. You think about it tonight. Watch this. This poor guy's reading the Bible trying to act like a preacher.
I guess the daughters of men and the sons of women are just out of
men of God.
Of whatever blasphemes they may utter. But he who blasphemes against.
Watch him tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't even know nobody.
We have taken covers for God Association, denying the existence of the Holy Spirit, and attributing all events to natural causes.
We attribute all events to natural causes. That's what Charles Darwin taught. Look at these twins.
Now, we could give you many reasons why we don't believe in God.
Isn't that sad? Now, they don't even understand. Jesus didn't say deny him. He said blaspheming. They don't even understand what the unforgivable sin is. And God have mercy on people. And God is good. And God will help you. But I'm telling you, look at this girl.
My name is Marley Wyndham Herman. I'm 13 years old, and I'm more than an atheist. I think I'm more of an anti-God.
Anti-God, 13 years old. Look at this.
Not only do I deny the existence of the Holy Spirit and God and Christ and all those other fairy tales.
Look at his shirt. Crusade against Christ with Jesus X'd out on the front. Not Buddha. Not Muhammad. Jesus. If I was you here tonight and I wasn't right with God, I would not wait one more second. The clock is ticking. As fast as lightning flashes from the sky, we could be gone out of this building. He's coming at any moment. The signs of his coming. Let's move on just a little further.
I'm on a crusade against Christ, and I'm trying to hang 2,000 years of stupidity. So if you want
you can get the shirt or the bumper sticker by contacting him. Ending 2,000 years of stupidity. Not Islam, not Buddhism, not any other religion, only Christianity. I know the Bible's true tonight. I know there's a God, and I know it for a bunch of reasons. But one way I know it's true, that's the one they're always fighting. Glory to God, I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad when I was 18 years old, the Lord saved my soul. He answered to my mama's prayers. And I'm going to heaven tonight, safe under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch it tonight.
Or the sticker, email me through YouTube, or go to crusadeagainstchrist.org, and together, let's fight Christianity.
Ain't that something? Let's fight Christianity.
Not only do I deny the existence of the Holy Spirit and God and Christ and all those other fairy tales, but I'm on a crusade against Christ.
My name is Kelly Schiller, and I have never been a part of any denomination, nor have I ever believed in Jesus Christ the Savior. And
that's sad.
I want to let everyone know that I, Kelly Schiller, deny the existence of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to burn in hell like the rest of y'all.
Isn't that sad? They think it's a joke. They think it's something to laugh about. They think hell's a joke. Let me tell you tonight, kids, hell is no joke. Hell is an awful, awful place. It's a terrible place. You don't want to go. You'd have been better off never to have been born than to die in your sin and go to hell. If you're not saved here tonight, you'd have wished to God you'd have never breathed air if you die and go to hell. Watch it tonight.
The existence of the Holy Spirit. So I'm
going to
burn in hell like the rest of y'all.
Isn't that sad? Now watch this tonight. We're talking about tonight the signs of His coming. Secondly, the sounds of His coming. The Bible said that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the trump. The Bible said the voice of the archangel, or the voice of the Lord, and of the archangel shall sound. There's only one archangel mentioned in the Bible. His name is Michael. A lot of folks say that Gabriel's going to blow the horn, but technically, no one's called an archangel but Michael. And it doesn't say there's another one, but he's the only one that's named for sure. So we know that Michael is an archangel. Whichever one it is, he's going to be the voice of the Lord and the trump of God, and there's going to be the voice and the sound of the archangel. And when that happens, it's going to be a sound that you will hear. If you're saved and the Holy Spirit's in you, you will hear your name. The old song says, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And that's the truth. I might be walking down the road, driving in a car. You never know what you might be doing. There'll be a sound. What a meeting that's going to be. Lord have mercy. When you hear that sound, it's going to be a wonderful thing. When the Bible said, when the Father spoke in the New Testament, they said, Jesus understood them, but them that stood by said what? It thundered. And so when the Lord comes back, more than likely, the world will hear a big sonic boom like that. And it'll be to me and you, it'll be my name. And he'll say, Danny Castle, come up hither. in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. And everybody that's saved and gone on before us, their body's going to come up out of the grave. Their soul has done gone home to be with the Lord. He's going to bring their souls with Him. Even so, them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Their soul's coming back to heaven. The body's coming out of the grave. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Bless God. That ain't no fairy tale, brother. That's something that's going to take place one of these days. It's going to happen. It'll happen just like He said. Let the skeptics rule. Let them make fun of Him. Let them call us crazy all they want to. Thank God Almighty, He's coming one of these days to get us out of here. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, what if it was tonight? You know what? The first thing you'd hear, if He was going to come tonight, let's just imagine. Imagine, boys and girls, Jesus is coming in 10 seconds. He's coming. Well, I'm walking around here preaching. You're sitting in your seat. I'm just telling you about some of y'all sitting there saying, oh, I don't believe that. Some of y'all sitting there saying, all right. And all of a sudden, you hear the sound of the trumpet. Lord, have mercy. Woo! He's calling us out of here. And He's coming to you in the grave. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And the trumpet shall sound, brother, just like that. And we're going to leave out of here like Superman. And go home to be with the Lord forever and ever and ever. What about you? What if that was to happen tonight? The sounds of His coming. Whew. Wouldn't that be something? Let me say this thirdly. The suddenness of His coming. Quicker than a flash of light. You won't have time to bat your eye. There's going to be a meeting in the air. Now there's been some great meetings down through the years. I'd love to have been in that meeting that day. Over there with the children of Israel in the book in the Old Testament, when they were on the Red Sea shore and at the foot of Mount Sinai. Think of the meeting, brother, where the thunder and smoke came down from Mount Sinai and Moses came down with the Ten Commandments and the children of Israel got to meet Him there. Glory to God. Think about the meeting that they had when Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount. I'd have loved to have been in that meeting and heard the Lord. I'd have loved to have been on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down and the people got filled and 3,000 people got saved. I would have loved to have been in that meeting when Jesus preached there to the multitudes. I'd have loved to have been in the great meetings of days gone by, D.L. Moody and Billy Sunday and Jonathan Edwards when he preached Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. I've been in some great meetings. I've seen this so foggy in the church house you had to get a C&I dog to get home. I've seen it so real people fell under the power of God. I'm telling you, I've been in some big meetings. But I'm telling you tonight, there's never been or never going to be a meeting like that meeting we're going to have when the Lord comes and takes us out of here. I hope it'll renew your hope. I hope you'll get excited about it tonight. I hope tonight that everybody in here will be ready for Jesus to come when you walk out that door tonight. It's going to be sudden in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. What a meeting. What a meeting. The King is coming. I used to like that old song that said, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. Praise God. He's coming for me. Happy faces line the hallways. Those whose lives have been redeemed. Those from crippled, broken, ruined. And the Lord brings us all. You think about all these old rednecks down here in the South, brother, that people's made fun of all these years. You think about all these people that jumped around and hollered and shouted and people made fun of for years and years and years. You think about how people's laughed at old grandma's shouting and made fun of old-fashioned preaching. Yeah, I'm talking about church people too. How they think it's all, buddy, you ain't seen nothing yet. When this crowd gets up yonder, we're going to have a brand new body. I'll go down the street cutting flips and say, I told you. He's a coming, He's coming, He's coming. He's coming, He's coming. He might come tonight. He might come tonight. We don't know. We don't know. He might come tonight. I wish He would. What if I was just preaching right here tonight and all of a sudden, blow, that trumpet sound and about 85% of the people in this room disappeared? What if tonight you were sitting in the house and all of a sudden mama was gone and daddy was gone? Your brother's gone. Your sister's gone. What if you were in the house tonight and your baby was gone? Well, this is the closest anybody's ever been. Watch this little clip. what it'll be like. Here's a man preaching on the second coming to a church.
Church, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming. I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come.
But it'll be too late. Woo! But they'll fall on their knees. They'll pray, but their prayer will be too late. You'll fall on your knees then. You won't make fun of preachers then. You won't make fun of shouting then. You'll say, God, I'm left behind. The suddenness of His coming. The suddenness of His coming. Woo! Just that quick. You think about it tonight. Lord, in mercy. They'll pray, but their prayer is too late. You say, preacher, is that really going to happen? Absolutely, 100%. It's going to take place. Here he goes. Now here you get a second chance. When the real one comes, there ain't no second chance.
Or you could even come.
Is coming. The suddenness of His coming. Finally, the sadness of His coming. The sadness of His coming. You see them people kneeling down praying? You see them? Let me show them to you again. You see these people kneeling down? You see these people kneeling down praying? These people have no chance now. They have their opportunity. The Bible said they'll be sent strong delusion. Listen, if you're a teenager or a young person living in Marion, Morganton, Hickory, you've heard preaching all your life. Some of you little brats, you know good and well what's right, and you keep running from God so you can be cool and you want to be hip. You want to be popular, and the Lord's going to come and leave you behind, and you're going to worship the devil and take the mark on your body and go to hell when you die. It ain't no joke. He's coming. He's coming. The sadness of His coming. What will be the happiest day ever for some will be the saddest for many others. Wives will turn over in bed at night and their husbands will be gone. Children will run through the house and little baby brother will be gone out of the crib. Husbands will look for their wife if they lack fun. He's drinking beer. She's going to church. And he says, honey, where are you? Where are you? She's gone. Her wedding band's laying there on the coffee table. Her Bible's laying there open. She's gone. It could happen tonight. It could happen tonight. You listening? The newspapers will print extra editions. Husbands robbed of godly wives. Children taken and those left behind will wring their hands in grief. The tribulation will begin. But let's first of all see what would happen to me and you during that time. Because while all the world's getting ready to worship the devil down here, and we've already seen tonight that's exactly what's happening, me and you are going to be over there with him. And brother, after that judgment seat of Christ, it's all over but the shout. Imagine what it would be like standing before the Lord. Imagine here's a lady, I know a lady, who goes to our church. She's been saved over 30 years. If we'll happen, if the rapture comes tonight, she'd go to heaven with me and you. And it hit just a minute ago when I showed that clip. Now, you that's left behind, I'm going to show you what's going to happen to you in a minute. Here's what would happen to us. Let's see this lady as she sees Jesus for the very first time. They'll be rejoicing. Buddy, you think about it. Our troubles are over. No more bills to pay. No more problems in our lives. No more broken homes. No more divorces. None of that stuff. None of that stuff's going to follow us. Ain't no doctor's offices. There ain't no bills to pay. There ain't no time clocks to punch. We'll just shout around the throne and eat and meet and be happy and drink of the water of life and eat the fruit of the tree of life and shout and praise God forever when our senses and our faculties will be greater than they are now. We'll come back with the Lord 7 years later and rule for 1,000 years and enjoy peace on this earth and then move into our brand new city and live forever with Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I know a man that lost his mother. Don't tell me that we have no hope of seeing our loved ones again. Let's look at him as he sees Jesus for the first time. Jesus! Jesus! He's better than I ever thought! Thank you for saving me, Lord! Oh, God, thank you for fixing a way I didn't have to go to a devil's hell! Thank you, Jesus! Oh, there's Mama! Mama! I see you, Mama! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you! Oh, thank you, Jesus! Mama! Mama! Woo! You think we ain't gonna shout? But I can see some people up there trying to go like this. You got one of them churches that don't believe in it? I can see you going. I told you, ma'am, we're going. Well, listen, I worry about people go to a ball game, scream like Comanche Indian, and then come to church and sit like a wooden Indian. Brother, I'm telling you, it's going to be on, man. It's going to be on, brother. When I see the Lord, listen, not burning in hell. Are you kidding me? We're not going to burn in hell. We'll never go to hell. We're hell-proof. I mean, we can't go to hell. The blood's been applied. Our name's in God's book. We're going to walk on gold streets. We'll see the saints of God. Can you imagine seeing Abraham and Moses and Jacob and Isaac and all those people? Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen one of these glad days. It's going to happen one of these days. The sadness of His coming is for you. Anybody in here who's never been saved. I'm not talking about joining the church when you was little. I'm not talking about going to Bible school and saying a little prayer and pop bubblegum and smile. I'm talking about getting born again. You listen to me? That's what I'm talking about. Here's what's going to happen to you. The world's going to get worse and worse. You're going to be left behind, kid. There's going to be disasters like the world's ever seen. Nobody's ever seen one like this. It would make the World Trade Center look like a joke of what's coming on this old world. Young people, you listen to me? Listen.
That was... Mark my words. I said that everybody would be a universal monetary system.
That's Joseph Biden telling them, that guy there, John Roberts, that you will rule on a universal chip being put under people's skin. He said, mark my words, it's going to happen in our lifetime. And this guy here says a universal chip under the skin was going to, that's how they're going to fix the emergency. You say, what's the emergency? The rapture.
Car accident. Because there'd be no escape from it.
What if it ended tomorrow? What if it was tonight? What if it was tonight? Are you ready? Are you ready? Is your heart high with God? Hollywood goes down. Los Angeles goes down. New York City goes down. China goes down. Russia goes down. Japan goes down. Tsunamis, floods, like the world's never seen before. There never will see again. Bible said it's great tribulation. Great tribulation. A one world government's coming. You'll accept the mark of the beast. That was the beginning of it. Back in 1990, the Antichrist is going to cause you to have a mark put on your skin, on your forehead, or on your hand, and worship the devil. And no man might buy or sell. If you have the mark, you can't get a job. You can't go to work. You can't go to school unless you take the mark of the beast. And if you take it, you're damning your soul. That's your choice. You don't want to live in that time. You want to get saved tonight. There ain't no boyfriend worth going to hell for. There ain't no girlfriend worth going to hell for. There ain't no drug. There ain't no alcohol. There ain't no party. There ain't nothing worth going to hell for. Look at this. You'll live to see that day. You'll live to see that day. You'll live to see that day. Not saved. As the tsunami just getting us ready. Those days men will seek death. You won't even be able to die during that period of 5 months. To me, that's one of the saddest sights I've ever seen in my life. Those people jumping out of the World Trade Center to keep from being burned to death. Are you listening to me? Kids, listen. That means when it comes right down to it, when it comes right down to it, a person will jump out of a 100-story building to keep them burning. You know that little girl who I go said, see you in hell? That kid has no clue on earth what she's saying. She's deceived. She's deceived. Look at this. Falling to his death. My God. And they'll fall in hell, the bottomless pit, forever and ever. There's somebody warning them with a Bible out on the street, but they won't listen. They make fun of Jesus dying on the cross. It's all a big joke. Let's go get drunk. It's Saturday night. Forget the church. Forget the cross. But I'm going to show you something tonight. There's only one way. There is only one way. And I can see people all over this building crying right now. God's going to do something. Our church has been fasting 40 days to keep you out of hell. You might be playing church and acting like you're a Christian. You're just a big put on. Soul winners, get ready. Christians, you get ready to pray. One of these days, the Lord's coming back. It's going to be the greatest day ever for some, but the saddest for others. Hey, Chris. You listening? You don't want to go to hell. 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 If you're not saved, you're not. You listen how quiet it is in here. You'd hear a pin drop. That's the Holy Ghost. Settle down on this place. Okay, leave that one line. God's speaking to your heart tonight. If the Holy Ghost has spoke to your heart, you don't want to go to hell. Don't worry about what your friends say. You get in this altar tonight and you do business with God. Come on. Get up. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Come on, soul winners. We need some people. We need some people, Lord. Come on. Don't clap. Just come lead somebody to the Lord. Come on, soul winners, let's go. I want somebody to pray with everybody up here. Now, come on, let's go. Get saved tonight. Come on. Come on, let's go. Move tonight. Move tonight. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Get on your knees and you ask Jesus to save you. If you're not saved, you'll go to hell when you die. You say, Brother Danny, you shouldn't scare people. Oh, yeah. Bible said, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Come on, let's go, kids. Get in this off. Make plenty of room. Move them front rows back. Front rows of chairs. Y'all just scoot on back. We need plenty of room up here tonight. Thank God He's coming back one of these days. He's coming back one of these days. He's coming. You listen, we need soul winners. Anybody can lead somebody to the Lord. There's 100 up here that need somebody to pray with them tonight. There's a soul winners. Anybody can lead somebody to Jesus. Move those first row of chairs up there, Brother John. Move the chairs back there. There you go. That's good. Thank you. There we go. Thank you. There we go. Let's go. Let's get in this altar tonight. Let's get in this altar tonight. Don't you be ashamed. Don't you be afraid. Don't. And soul winners, keep them up here. I don't want nobody going back to sit down. Just keep them up here. Let's go. Make plenty of room. First row, back up. First row, back up. Make plenty of room. Let's go tonight. You obey God tonight. You obey God tonight. You know what you ought to do. You know what you ought to do. You know what you ought to do. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Jesus is coming. He might come in the next 5 minutes. He might come in 5 minutes. Are you ready? Are you ready, young lady? Are you ready, young man? Come on, make room. Make room for everybody. Scoot the chairs on back. Bring them on around. Bring them on around. Let's go. We're going to pray tonight. Don't get up. Don't let them go back. Come on, kids. Soul winners, keep them up here. Don't nobody go back. Sit down. Stay up here. Stay up here. Soul winners, keep them up here. Let's pray. Pray like you've never prayed before. Pray like you've never prayed before. Keep them up here. We don't want nobody going back. Sit down. Come on. Come on. Just stay up here now. Get in the aisles. You need to get in the aisles. Make room for them, y'all, so they can get up here. Make room so they can get up here. Pray with all these girls right over here. That's what youth rally is. This is what youth rally is. This is the way it's supposed to be. That's what God can do for you tonight. Let God speak to you tonight. Come on, Miss Betsy. Get out of here. Let God speak to you tonight. Let God speak to you tonight. Keep them up here now. Y'all stay up here. Don't sit down. Keep them up here tonight. Amen. Amen. Stay up here. Don't go back. Sit down. Stay up here. That's right. Come on, boys. Come on. Stay up here tonight. Keep them up here. Don't nobody sit down. Stay right where you're at. Stay right where you're at. Stay right where you're at. Don't get up. Don't get up. Stay right where you're at. Amen. If you're not forgiven, it's hell, brother. That's the only place you can go. There ain't but two places you can go, heaven or hell. You're on your way to one of them right now. You don't have to worry about being cool. Get right with God. Come on, come on, come on. Don't stay up here. Just stay up here now. Don't go back. Stay up here. Woo! I'm glad I'm ready. I'm glad I'm ready if the Lord comes tonight. Are you ready? 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 Come on, come on. God can fix it tonight. God can fix it tonight. God can fix it tonight. He sure can. I'm telling you tonight, God can help you tonight. He can fix it tonight if you'll let Him. Yeah, thank God. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. Just keep coming. Just keep coming. Stay up here now. Stay up here. Don't let them go back, soul winners. Don't let them go back. Keep them up here. We're going to pray with them before you sit down. We're going to pray with them before you sit down. Just stay up here. That's what it's all about right there. Thank God. Keep them up here. Don't let them go back, soul winners. Amen. Just stay up here. Keep them up here, soul winners. Keep them up here. Keep them up here. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Stay up here. Stay up here. Don't sit down. Don't you stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Oh, that's shouting ground tonight. Bible said there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. Think how they must be a shouting in heaven tonight. Amen. Okay, start me playing this. Let her play tonight. You listen. Stay up here now. We're going to pray with you. Don't sit down. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. We've had a multitude saved. Just stay up here. Stay up here. We're going to talk to you before you sit down. Turn her up over there a little bit, brother. While they're praying. While they're praying. Let's sing that first verse together softly. Girls, boys, you come right now. Come on. Come on. Jennifer and Crystal. Listen, everybody bow your head. All of you bow your head right now. Everybody bow your head. Now, it's impossible for us to talk to all of you one at a time. But this is the most important thing you've ever done in your life. If you call on the Lord in your own heart and you mean it, He'll save you right now. Christians pray. Christians pray. We don't want a bunch of kids just come and not get the real thing. We want them to get the real thing. Well, now they're going to pray here. Listen, our church has prayed for 40 days and fasted for this right here. God has answered our prayers. God in heaven has answered the prayers of Shining Light Baptist Church and others that have prayed for us. What a great multitude has come to Jesus tonight.
Yes.
Pray. Everybody bow your head. Everybody bow your head. Get her a little softer. God's speaking to your heart. Now you listen to me. Everybody bow your head. If you're saved, if you've already been saved, you tell the Lord right now, Lord, forgive me. I've not been living like I should live. I'm sorry. And the best I can, I'm going to live for you starting right now. Some of you need to go back to school Monday and be different. Take a stand at school. If you can't stand for the Lord now at school, you sure ain't going to stand for Him in the tribulation when Jesus has come. The Spirit of God's gone. If you've never been saved, if you've never been saved right now, I can't pray it for you. I can't do it. You're going to have to pray the Lord right out of your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin.
Yes.
And I believe that You've died for my sin. And right now, the best way I know how, I trust You and You only as my Savior and my only hope for a home in heaven. I believe You died for me, and now I want to live for You. Thank You, Jesus, for saving me. And You mean that tonight. You mean that. Turn from your sins in your heart. Don't play games. This ain't a joke. You mean business. We still got a bunch praying. This is a holy moment. Don't nobody move. There ain't nothing more important going on in the state of North Carolina than what's happening right here in this altar tonight. I have no doubt. This is the largest bunch of people getting right with God probably in this state right now tonight. There ain't nothing in this country more important than what God's doing here right now. It's a holy moment. I don't want to be here and left behind when Jesus comes. And I'm not going to be, because I got saved. It ain't because I'm good. I ain't good. It's because I got saved. Boy, I'm glad I got saved. I'm so thankful. What if you was one of them kids that was denying the Holy Spirit and didn't even know no better? You know, half them kids was raised Catholic. About half of them on there said, I'm a Catholic. That's the danger of a false, dead religion. Make an atheist out of you. No religion's better than a fake one. Thank God, brother, you get the real thing, you ain't going to deny Him. There ain't no way in the world we could ever deny there's a God. We know there's a God. You pray. Keep praying. We still got a couple praying. We still got some praying. We're not going to rush them. We still early. We'll take just a minute. I wish all y'all could see what I see up here tonight. My goodness. There's got to be 250 people up here. Maybe 300, it looks like. You listening? I think that's my monitors, brother. Is God speaking to your heart? Then get it settled tonight. Get it settled. Take your time, girls. The night I got saved, I was 18 years old, and I laid on my face for 45 minutes up at Nebo Baptist Church in Nebo, and I ain't never been the same man. I've made a lot of mistakes. I ain't perfect, but I tell you one thing. I know I'm saved. I know I am. I thank God for my mother. My mother that taught me there's a God. I could have been blaspheming the Holy Ghost right now. But my mama taught me there's a God. And while these are still praying, I want to ask you a question tonight. How many of you up here tonight? Give me one more light leaf, about one of the middle ones. Everybody be real still. Don't move. That's good. Thank you. How many up here tonight? You just got saved. You had never been saved. I'm not talking about if you got saved last year and you got right. You've never been saved. You got saved tonight. Raise your hand, please. Raise them high and hold them now. Hold them up so we're going to count them. Hold them up real high. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. I don't know, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, the one back yonder, 60, 61, Lord have mercy. You say, all right, Brother Danny, you believe all them got saved? I don't know. If they called on the Lord in a minute, they did. I tell you, if two of them did, buddy, that's something we ought to shout about. Amen! Y'all get ready to sing? Ready to sing? We got a song for you. For all of you that got saved. Now, whoever brought all these, we don't even know all these people. And some of them from Charlotte. And some of them from Mooresville. And some of them, stay right where you're at now. We got a song for you. Could this be the moment He comes again? Sing it. This is just for you. And everybody rejoice with them tonight. Choir, help them on the chorus. Our choir, shining like choir. Listen now. blessed event. Take a running fit right now. I ain't kidding you. God's answered our prayers here tonight. Listen, that's the old time way right there. That's the old time way. Somebody trying to run, they ain't nowhere to run. Hold on. Turn that thing down a little bit, please. Is that right? Praise God, brother. That's a girl they've been praying for a long time from Florida. Just got saved over there. Where's she at, Ashley? Where's she at? There she is right there. Come here a minute.
Don't worry about what your friends say. You get in this altar tonight, and you do business with God. Come on. Get up. Come on. Let's go. Come on, soul winners. We need some people to lead some people to the Lord. Come on. Don't clap. Just come lead somebody to the Lord. Come on, soul winners. Let's go. I want somebody to pray with everybody up here. Now, come on. Let's go. Get saved tonight. Come on. Come on, let's go. Move tonight. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Get on your knees and you ask Jesus to save you. If you're not saved, you'll go to hell when you die. You say, Brother Danny, you shouldn't scare people. Oh, yeah. Bible said by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Come on, let's go, kid. Get in this car. Make plenty of room. Move them front rows back. Front rows of chairs. Y'all just scoot on back. We need plenty of room up here tonight. Thank God he's coming back one of these days. He's coming back one of these days. He's coming. Listen, we need soul winners. Anybody can lead somebody to the Lord. There's 100 up here that need somebody to pray with them tonight. There's 100 soul winners. Anybody can lead somebody to Jesus. Move those first row of chairs up there, Brother John. Move the chairs back there. There you go. That's good. Thank you. There we go. Thank you. There we go. Let's go. Let's get in this altar tonight. Let's get in this altar tonight. Don't you be ashamed. Don't you be afraid. And soul winners, keep them up here. Don't want nobody going back to sit down. Just keep them up here. Let's go. Make plenty of room. First row back up. Make plenty of room. Let's go. Tonight, you obey God tonight. You know what you ought to do. Come on, let's go. Jesus is coming. He might come in the next 5 minutes. He might come in 5 minutes. Are you ready? Are you ready, young lady? Are you ready, young man? Come on, make room. Make room for everybody. Scoop the chairs on back. Bring them on around. Let's go. We're going to pray tonight. Don't get up. Don't let them go back. Come on, kid. Soul winners, keep them up here. Don't nobody go back and sit down. Stay up here. Stay up here. Soul winners, keep them up here. Let's pray. Pray like you've never prayed before. Pray like you've never prayed before. Keep them up here. We don't want nobody going back and sit down. Come on. Just stay up here now. Get in the house. You need to get in the house. Make room for them, y'all, so they can get up here. Make room so they can get up here. Pray for all these girls right over here. That's what youth rally is. This is what youth rally is. This is where it's supposed to be. That's what God can do for you tonight. Let God speak to you tonight. Come on, Miss Betsy. Get out of here. Let God speak to you tonight. Keep them up here now. Y'all sit up here. Don't sit down. Keep them up here tonight. Amen. Stay up here. Don't go back and sit down. Stay up here. That's right. Come on, boys. Come on. Stay up here tonight. Keep them up here. Don't nobody sit down. Stay right where you're at. Don't get up. Don't get up. Stay right where you are. If you're not forgiven, it's hell, brother. That's the only place you can go. There ain't no two places you can go, heaven or hell. You're on your way to one of them right now. You don't have to worry about being cool. Get right with God. Come on, come on, come on. Don't stay up here. Just stay up here now. Don't get back. Stay up here. Woo! I'm glad I'm ready. I'm glad I'm ready if the Lord comes tonight. Are you ready? God can fix it tonight. God can fix it tonight. He sure can. I'm telling you tonight, God can help you tonight. He can fix it tonight if you'll let Him. Yeah, thank God. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. Just keep coming. Just keep coming. Stay up here now. Stay up here. Don't let them go back, soul winners. Don't let them go back. Keep them up here. We're going to pray with them before you sit down. We're going to pray with them before you sit down. Just stay up here. That's what it's all about right there. Thank God. Keep them up here. Don't let them go back, soul winners. Amen. Stay up here. Keep them up here, soul winners. Keep them up here. Keep them up here. Stay up here. We're going to play with you. We've had a multitude saved. Just stay up here. Stay up here. We're going to talk to you before you sit down. Turn up over there a little bit, brother. While they're praying, let's sing that first verse together softly. Girls, boys, you come right now. Come on, come on. Everybody bow your head. All of you bow your head right now. Everybody bow your head. Now it's impossible for us to talk to all of you one at a time. But this is the most important thing you've ever done in your life. If you call on the Lord in your own heart and you mean it, He'll save you right now. Christians pray. Christians pray. We don't want a bunch of kids just come and not get the real thing. We want them to get the real thing. What? Now they're going to pray here. Listen, our church has prayed for 40 days and fasted for this right here. God has answered our prayers. God in heaven has answered the prayers of Shining Light Baptist Church and others that have prayed for us. What a great multitude has come to Jesus tonight.
Yes.
pray. Everybody bow your head. Everybody bow your head. Get it a little softer. God's speaking to your heart. Now you listen to me. Everybody bow your head. If you're saved, if you've already, this is the largest bunch of people getting right with God probably in this state right now, tonight. There ain't nothing in this country more important than what God's doing here right now. It's a holy moment. I don't want to be here and left behind when Jesus comes. And I'm not going to be, because I got saved. It ain't because I'm good. I ain't good. It's because I got saved. Boy, I'm glad I got saved. I'm so thankful. What if you was one of them kids that was denying the Holy Spirit and didn't even know no better? You know, half them kids was raised Catholic. About half of them on there said, I'm a Catholic. That's the danger of a false, dead religion. To make an atheist out of you. No religion is better than a fake one. Thank God, brother, you get the real thing, you ain't going to deny Him. There ain't no way in the world we could ever deny there's a God. We know there's a God. You pray. Keep praying. We still got a couple praying. We still got some praying. We're not going to rush them. We're still early. We'll take just a minute. I wish all y'all could see what I see up here tonight. My goodness. There's got to be 250 people up here. Maybe 300, it looks like.
Yes,
you listening? I think that's my monitors, brother. Is God speaking to your heart? 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59. Well, Monday, everybody has something to shout about.